Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is indeed the broadcast for March 31 in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two of two in the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, there's so much to talk about, so little time. We literally talked about the Russia's central bank announces ruble bound to gold. 5,000 rubles per gram of gold. Wow, so we got an oil-backed dollar and they got a gold-backed ruble. What do you think's going to happen with that? It ain't going to go well for us, ladies and gentlemen, those of us on the fake currency mandated by force around the world. At some point, nations will revolt. It makes you wonder, why are Russia and China ditching the U.S. dollar? Because they realize it's a scam. They realize they've been had and manipulated to the point of, look, force and tyranny never go well, folks. What would it take for the U.S. dollar to collapse? I don't even want to speculate there. I know it could happen so easy. And I know that we're doing everything that we can to prevent that collapse. I just pray we don't go to war in the process. But they're going to eventually commence the Great Reset. When the dollar is under too much pressure, they're going to say our only salvation is this. Operation Jubilee is what I call it. The Great Reset will be disaster for you and me. They will move us into a tyranny like you have never seen before. The problem is I don't know when, and so I can't tell you timing or anything like that. Those who tell you timing often are wrong and look foolish, even though the truth is on our side that all fiat currencies fail. So, you know, beware of that. All right, I want to move into this Ben Swan reporting. Truthinmedia.com. It's sovereign.media is what it is. And Hunter Biden invested in and raised millions for Ukrainian biolab and secured U.S. military contracts, folks. This is serious, serious business. Here's Ben Swan with incredible reporting.
On the Ukraine biolab story, as there is now new evidence that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, actually helped to secure millions of dollars in funding for a Ukrainian biolab company, one that has ties to the Department of Defense and may have been working on creating bioweapons. And not only that, but the company is also connected to the Wuhan Institute of Virology and EcoHealth Alliance. Yes, the two entities that performed gain-of-function research that ultimately led to COVID-19. What we're about to tell you today is not only a major piece of the biolab story, but also explains an awful lot about why Joe Biden keeps pushing us towards war in Ukraine. I'm Ben Swan, and this is Truth in Media. Hey guys, welcome to the show. There is so much to this story and so much to get to today that we're actually going to break this episode into two parts. The second part is going to explain the connection between the Wuhan lab and the EcoHealth Alliance organization that helped to create COVID-19 through gain-of-function research. We'll talk about that connection in our upcoming episode, so you don't want to miss that. But today, we want to explain this Hunter Biden connection to the Ukrainian biolab story, one that he not only personally invested in over $500,000, but also helped to raise millions of dollars for from Goldman Sachs and helped to secure contracts for from the U.S. Department of Defense. And he did all of it while his father was still Vice President of the United States. We're going to break down all the details for you, show you the evidence of this in just a minute. But before we do, a shout out to our partner for this episode, FinestKnown.com. FinestKnown has some of the best rare coins and collectibles you can find anywhere. Did you know that wealthy individuals and investment funds are buying rare coins because the value is skyrocketing? If you go to finestknown.com/swan, S-W-A-N-N, you can get your hands on a rare Civil War coin and free copy of this book, The Lost Gold of the Republic, for only $129. Start your journey to own assets that will increase in value Check them out today, finestknown.com/swan. All right, back to this story. So last week, the Russian government came out and made a pretty astounding claim. They said not only did they have proof of Ukrainian biolabs, but they also had proof that the president's own son, Hunter Biden, was involved in fundraising for those biolabs. The commander of the Russian Nuclear Biological and Chemical Protection Forces claimed that there is a scheme of interaction between U.S. government agencies and Ukrainian biological objects, and pointed to the financing of such activities by structures close to the current U.S. leadership, in particular the investment fund Rosemont Seneca, which is headed by Hunter Biden. Now, predictably, the White House and the Biden administration came out and said this story, of course, is not true. It's simply Russian disinformation. The only problem is then the Daily Mail came out and said, actually, it may not be disinformation. Not only that, but there is a lot of evidence that many of these claims are absolutely provably true because of emails on Hunter Biden's laptop. Remember the laptop that only a couple of weeks ago, the New York Times finally admitted that, yes, it is in fact Hunter Biden's lost laptop. So here's what we know. Emails from Hunter Biden's laptop show that he was, in fact, an investor in and supporter of a company called MetaBiota, a Department of Defense contractor specializing in research on pandemic-causing diseases that could be used as bioweapons. Again, from the Daily Mail here, quote, he also introduced MetaBiota to an allegedly corrupt Ukrainian gas firm, Burisma, for a, quote, science project involving high biosecurity level labs in Ukraine. And although MetaBiota is ostensibly a medical data company, its vice president emailed Hunter in 2014 describing how they could, quote, assert Ukraine's cultural and economic independence from Russia, an unusual goal for a biotech firm. In April 2014, MetaBiota Vice President Mary Gutierrez wrote a memo to Hunter outlining how they could, quote, assert Ukraine's cultural and economic independence from Russia. 4 days after Gutierrez's April 14th email, a Burisma executive wrote to Hunter revealing that the then Vice President's son had pitched a, quote, science project involving Burisma and MetaBiota in Ukraine. Quote, please find few initial points to be discussed for the purposes of analyzing the potential of this, as you called, science Ukraine project. Now keep in mind, in case you forgot, Burisma is the corrupt Ukrainian gas company that Hunter Biden was on the board of, on the board and receiving a salary of over $1 million a year to advise the company while his father was vice president of the United States. And remember that Hunter Biden had absolutely no experience or previous work experience in the areas of gas, natural gas, or oil. He was clearly involved in a pay-to-play scheme with Burisma, and this is the same company that he was trying to bring into a connection with MetaBiota to work on a so-called Ukrainian science project. So what exactly was Hunter Biden's role in all of this? Well, it was several roles. First of all, he and his partners at Rosemont Seneca actually invested about $500,000 into MetaBiota back in 2014. That was the first step. But not only that, but he had also used his influence to convince Goldman Sachs to invest millions of dollars into the company as well. Financial reports reveal that RSTP led the company's first round of funding, which amounted to $30 million. Former managing director and co-founder of RSTP, Neil Callahan, a name that appears many times on Hunter Biden's hard drive, also sits on MetaBiota's board of advisors. But it wasn't just about raising money here for Hunter Biden. Yes, he invested $500,000 through Rosemont Seneca, and yes, he also helped to lead that first round, getting Goldman Sachs involved in raising $30 million. But beyond that, he was also involved in helping to secure clients on behalf of MetaBiota, and that includes the U.S. Department of Defense. Emails and documents suggest that Hunter Biden had a prominent role in making sure that MetaBiota was able to conduct its pathogen research just a few hundred miles from the border with Russia. Not only that, but government spending records show the Department of Defense awarded an $18.4 million contract to MetaBiota between February of 2014 and November of 2016, with $307,091 earmarked for Ukraine research projects. Which again means that $18.4 million contract that Hunter Biden helped to secure from the Department of Defense occurred while his father was still Vice President of the United States and was the person that President Obama put in charge of overseeing Ukraine. Which might also explain why the Biden administration, why broadcast media, legacy media, big tech are all working to suppress the story of Ukrainian biolabs. They were trying to suppress that story 3 weeks before Victoria Nuland admitted there were biolabs. In fact, the media was actually saying and fact-checking that there were no biolabs before anybody was saying there were biolabs in Ukraine. Why is that? Is it because of the fact, which we didn't know until just a couple of days ago, that in fact Hunter Biden, the president's own son, while our current president was vice president, was involved in funding those labs, helping to create them, ensuring that they were only a few miles away from the Russian border to conduct these experiments, and also was helping to secure contracts from the U.S. Department of Defense. The Biden family, once again, enriching themselves while selling out the country. We've seen this story over and over and over again. It came up during the election, and now a new layer to this story that we have never seen before. It takes it, this whole story of biolabs, to an entirely different level, not only of what was happening in those labs, but of who was behind it. Now, as I said, there's a lot more to the story, including an incredible connection between this company, Metabiota, and the Wuhan Lab of Virology, the Institute of Virology in Wuhan, China, and EcoHealth Alliance. We're going to break that down for you in our next report, so you want to be sure to watch that. It'll be out in a couple of days. In the meantime, if you want to get these reports sent to you whenever they come out, just send me a text to the number on your screen. We'll send them to your mobile device every time they come out. Also, we're posting all of these reports on our new social media platform, sovereign.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, because this is radio, and I normally don't play such long clips from other hosts, but Ben Swan is so spot on his reporting on this. It is so critical. If you want to learn more about these and keep up with what Ben Swan is doing, I want you to go to sovereign.media. Now, sovereign is spelled different. S-O-V-R-E-N. S-O-V-R-E-N.media is where you go. And ladies and gentlemen, these stories are riveting. What's going on is shocking. But here's the worst of it. I don't see anybody really talking seriously about this. Hunter Biden literally invested in these biolabs, literally worked with the Wuhan lab on coronaviruses or bat virus, whatever, literally had relationships with the military. Now, here's the most important piece to this in my mind, folks. The government told you that it was all bogus about Hunter. The mainstream press told you the laptop and the details were bogus, not real, not really his laptop. Now, literally after Biden's president, now they're all authenticating the emails saying it's all valid, it's all true. They're still downplaying the story, though. This is criminal activity to the point of treason by the vice president at the time, Joe Biden, now the president, and his son Hunter. But more than that, all those who were doing business with him, the United States military, all these big corporate entities around the world, these big banks that are involved, there's more. Ben Swan has the details.
Hunter Biden at the center of it has not only provided so much insight into the reality of these biolabs and what they may have been doing, but there is actually more to this story. The company Hunter Biden had invested in and raised millions of dollars for, Metabiota, is actually connected to EcoHealth Alliance and the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yes, the very same entities that were performing gain-of-function research that ultimately led to COVID-19. You cannot make this stuff up. I'm Ben Swan, and we're going to break down all the details and evidence for you. This is Truth in Media. Hey, guys, welcome to the show. So much to get to today as we are taking a look at the connection between this Ukrainian biolab company and the Wuhan Institute of Virology and EcoHealth Alliance. Yes, the same two entities that helped to create COVID-19 through gain-of-function research. We're going to break down all this for you, but I do want to mention something to you. This is part two of a two-part series. Our first part on this was actually all about the connection of Hunter Biden specifically to Metabiota, the money he personally invested, the money he helped raise through Goldman Sachs, and the money he helped to secure through contracts through the Department of Defense. Now, today, we're going to break down the part of the story that deals with the gain of function in studying bat coronaviruses that came about through EcoHealth Alliance in the Wuhan lab, and the fact that this Ukrainian company that Hunter Biden was involved in was also heavily involved in that research. All the details on that in just a minute. Before we do, a shout out to our sponsor for this episode, Create Tailwind and createtailwind.com. If you want to take greater control of your financial future, you got to talk to the guys at Create Tailwind. Bob Burnett, Jim Oliver, these guys are geniuses when it comes to teaching you how to bank on yourself, keep more of your own money, and to Use the process of infinite banking, something that Fortune 500 companies and wealthy individuals do every day. Check them out today, createtailwind.com. Okay, so back to this story. So to understand this, you got to go all the way back to 2014, because in 2014, the U.S. government actually banned a practice called gain-of-function research. Now, to understand that, you have to understand something about coronaviruses. Coronaviruses are an interesting kind of virus because it's a virus that jumps between an animal and a human. A virus that easily attaches to an animal cell usually does not easily attach to a human cell. And if it easily attaches to a human cell, it doesn't necessarily easily attach to an animal cell. So a coronavirus is actually a very ineffective virus most of the time in nature, and it self-eradicates very quickly. That's what happened to SARS all the way back in 2002. It self-eradicated because even though it jumped from animals to humans, it wasn't able to hold on to the human cells very easily. Gain-of-function research is this mad scientist approach to coronaviruses that essentially says that scientists in a lab will take those viruses that attach easily to animal cells and will change them and alter them artificially so that they can also easily attach to human cells. It's insane. It's so insane that in 2014, the US government outlawed it. They banned it, said you cannot perform this kind of research in the United States anymore. But the research didn't go away. What we've told you for the last 2 years is that research was offshored from the United States to China and other labs around the world, including the Wuhan Lab of Virology. Because it was illegal, the NIH could not directly fund the research being done at the Wuhan Institute of Virology on a gain of function. So instead, they used a third party. And the NIH funded a company called EcoHealth Alliance. And EcoHealth Alliance, with about $3 million, was able to then turn around and put that research into place in the Wuhan lab. We've known all this for 2 years and been reporting on it. The new piece to this story, though, what we did not know until days ago, is that in fact, it wasn't just at the Wuhan lab or Chinese labs where this research was taking place. And in fact, there was also a Ukrainian company involved in this same research, working with EcoHealth Alliance and working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a company called Metabiota, the company that Hunter Biden was invested in. In fact, back in 2014, when Hunter Biden began raising funds from Metabiota, also became a partner of EcoHealth Alliance as part of the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID's PREDICT project, which seeks to, quote, predict and prevent global emerging disease threats. As part of this effort, researchers from Metabiota, EcoHealth Alliance, and the Wuhan Institute of Virology collaborated on a study relating to bat infectious diseases in China. Quote, sensitive and broadly reactive RT-PCR assays were performed at Wuhan Institute of Virology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, the paper notes. Researchers from EcoHealth Alliance and Metabiota have also collaborated on presentations on how to, quote, live safely with bats and studies linking emerging infectious disease outbreaks to wildlife trade facilities, including wet markets. So what does all of this mean? Well, it continues to add focus and clarity to a story that until a couple of weeks ago was almost entirely hidden from public view. Look, we've known about the connections between the NIH and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the Wuhan lab, and Peter Daszak. But what we haven't known is that there was also a connection to the Ukrainian biolabs, biolabs that absolutely do exist, that's now been proven, and biolabs that were being funded by personal investment from Hunter Biden, investment that he helped to raise, and contracts from the Department of Defense, which he helped to secure, $18.4 million worth of contracts. But it also means this, that the company was working hand in hand as recently as April of 2021 with the same entities that use gain-of-function research to create COVID-19. And now, after attempting to reset the entire world through a worldwide pandemic that came from this lab, trying to reset economies, governments, civil rights, constitutional rights, the whole process that we've gone through, now it seems like these same players are pushing for World War III with Russia over labs that they, in fact, helped to fund, create, and have personally profited from. Guys, again, thanks for watching this story. So keep in mind, again, we have part one also on sovereign.media. You can check it out there. We have more on this story coming up in the next few days and weeks because it is continuing to develop. If you want to get our reports as soon as they come out, because believe this, social media is hiding these reports. They don't want you to see them. They don't want you to know about the connections between the Biden family and these labs. So if you want these report sent directly to your mobile device. Send me a text to the number on your screen. We will send these reports to you when they come out.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman. I normally don't play that much audio, ladies and gentlemen, from other people. But you know what? This reporting is stellar by Ben Swan. Truth in Media is his tagline. He used to do what's called Reality Check as well. And Sovren, S-O-V-R-E-N dot media is where you can find his stuff. I'm just telling you right now, you know what? We have so much evidence on Hunter and Joe now to where I don't see why the Republicans aren't talking about impeachment. Okay, the Republicans are doing nothing. The Republicans are about to double down and in a bipartisan way, put this whacked out judge that can't even define woman Jackson into the Supreme Court. What they should be doing is impeaching whacked out Joe for his criminal activity with his son Hunter. Look, his son Hunter is a drug addict who has lost multiple laptops. This guy's literally funding coronavirus labs in the Ukraine, right near the Russian border. And then when Russia decides they're not going to tolerate it anymore, we act like Russia is just totally out of control. Well, I'm not defending Russia, and I'm not defending the Ukraine, but I'm telling you that we have been provocateurs in this to the point where it's not even funny. You've literally got Hunter Biden, this drug addict that loses all his laptops, that gets involved with women and makes babies and then lies and says it's not his kid till DNA tests force that it is. This drug addict losing laptops that literally create national security crises in America. The mainstream press covering for these clowns. And now Ben Swan literally doubles down and reports on this in a very, very tell-all way. You know what? Ben Swan is an American hero over at Sovereign.media. Truth in media really matters. Hunter Biden literally raised millions for the Ukrainian biolabs. In addition to that, he secured U.S. military contracts. In addition to the Ukraine biolab company, Hunter invested in that. Then he worked with Wuhan Labs on bat coronavirus. Folks, and then we tell you this stuff is man-made as a bioweapon. And then we tell you that it was leaked from the lab on purpose to create the great reset in the world. And then they say, you're crazy. There's nothing to what you say. But every time we turn around, their claims go by the wayside. First, the New York Times said, hey, you know what? That laptop's probably not even Hunter's. It's bogus. Well, now they admit blatantly it is. They said this is no story. The story has no legs. It's just whacked out conspiracy extremist Trump backers. Well, now Hillary literally funded the dishonest, untrue dossier. There's going to be fines, but nothing that'll affect Hillary, literally. So they can literally go after a sitting president. They can literally fund opposition research, use that research to impeach a president. That's what they did to Trump. Now we find out that, hey, Hillary did fund the opposition research. Hillary did spy on Donald Trump. These things did happen. And then when we told you it happened, they said, oh, they're crazy. That isn't true. Just whacked out Trump supporters. Now we find out it's true. Now Donald Trump even asking Vladimir Putin, hey, release the goods on Hunter and Joe. Well, what gives with all that? I don't know. And I'm not really asking Putin to be involved here. We have enough evidence to prosecute these criminals to the fullest extent of the law. National security breaches, to say the least, of the discussions. Criminal activity beyond Nuremberg trials, folks. But who's doing anything? The Republicans are ready to put Ms. Jackson into the Supreme Court to lord over you and to put a nail in the coffin of pro-life. Ladies and gentlemen, we better get incensed and we better do it quickly. I am Sam Bushman. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression is destroying the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly cross any distance.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42. A pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas, keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Final Four men's basketball tournament continues Saturday. Duke, North Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova. The championship game will be next week. There's a new law governing sports and gender in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt has signed a bill into law that prohibits transgender boys and girls from competing on sports teams consistent with their gender at public schools and colleges in the state. The law will require that a parent or guardian of a student at a public school, public charter school, or public college in the state who competes on a sports team sign an affidavit acknowledging their child's biological gender at birth and requiring them to only play on a sports team associated with that gender. He added he wasn't concerned with the potential of the NCAA removing events from the state after suggesting it may if the measure were signed into law.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Elon Musk, ladies and gentlemen, is in the news. Who's Elon, you may ask? Musk is the co-founder of Tesla and, of course, the founder of SpaceX. And he made remarks in response to a question that was asked to him. Hey, would you go ahead and create a new media, social media system? And Elon Musk is now giving serious thought to launching a new social media platform. Now, here's what I find fascinating. They say that we'll be transparent with its algorithms, prioritize free speech, and will keep propaganda to a minimum. Now, let me just ask you, how do you have a free speech zone, platform, mechanism, whatever you want to call it? How do you have transparent algorithms, but yet keep propaganda to a minimum? Because here's the deal. If you're going to keep propaganda to a minimum, somebody's got to be the, quote, propaganda czar, right? Somebody's got to be in charge to say, hey, now that's propaganda there. Sam, you and Ben Swan and talking about the Ukrainian biolab company being funded by Hunter Biden, the laptop being, Hunter Biden invested in and raised millions for. Hunter Biden literally had customers and vendors, and he put them all together, the U.S. military and Ukrainian bioweapons labs tied to the Wuhan lab in the communist nation of China, right across the border from Russia. And that's all propaganda, Sam. What I'm saying to you is Elon Musk, ladies and gentlemen, is like the rest of them. They want you to believe that somehow Elon Musk is giving serious thought to launching a new social media platform that will be transparent in its algorithms, a backer of free speech, but keep propaganda to a minimum. Well, it all depends on how you define propaganda and who's peddling propaganda. He says one that would consist of open source algorithms, one where free speech and adhering to free speech is given top priority, where propaganda is minimal. Well, the only way I know to do that, ladies and gentlemen, would be to say that the mainstream press can't participate in it, and your government can't participate on Elon Musk's platform. That's the only way, ladies and gentlemen, I can figure. That's the only way that I can figure that we could have a propaganda minimal system. I mean, who's the biggest peddler of propaganda in America today? Answer, mainstream press in bed with your government, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be very clear. Let's be super vocal and direct about this, shall we now? Government has literally promoted propaganda more than any other group in the world. Let me give you an example to make the point. Ready? We told you that the death rates related to coronavirus were bogus, that the numbers were faked, that they were lying. They said, oh my gosh, you guys are conspiracy nuts. You're crazy. You guys are COVID deniers, aren't you? Just like climate change deniers or, you know, birthers or truthers or something. And they went off like that. The truth is, now they admit, hey, a lot of the deaths attributed to COVID, well, the people might have had COVID when they died, but that wasn't the cause of their death. Same thing with hospitalizations. They had to admit, hey, a lot of people are in the hospital that ended up with COVID or have COVID, but that's not the reason they went to the hospital. But in all cases, for 2 years, they literally made us believe that. Now we find out that a lot of the people in the hospitals have had the vaccine. But at first, they wanted you to believe that, golly, if you were unvaccinated, I mean, you're almost assured to go to the hospital. And it'll be because of COVID that you get there. But if you're vaccinated, I mean, very rarely do you go to the hospital then. Well, they got caught lying on that too. Then they said, hey, the coronavirus vaccine, hardly any side effects. This thing's safe and effective and good. Never mind it's experimental. That's just the nature of Operation Warp Speed or whatever the lie was then, right? And now we find out there's thousands of serious side effects. So who's peddling propaganda? Answer, your government in bed with the mainstream press. Okay, now you look at it, and Hunter Biden, we said the laptop's real. The government said, no, it's not. The mainstream media said, no, you guys are nuts. It's not true. It's not real. Same thing with Hunter Biden. Gets involved with a lady of ill repute, I might directly say. And he makes a baby with her. And then he says, it's not my kid. And she says, yes, it is. He says, no, it ain't. I ain't paying nothing. I ain't doing nothing. Turns out that, hey, this bimbo, it is Hunter's baby. Right? And now, don't get on me for saying bimbo eruption. That was Hillary Clinton's phrase now. Right? Okay, this is what I mean. Who's the one that literally said, oh, there's no sex scandals going on? And then we find out, oh, yeah, there is. The Me Too movement and so on. The government in bed with mainstream press is so full of propaganda. Now the Russia discussion. We're told that Russia's just belligerent, totally out of control. Vladimir's just crazy. Now, I'm not backing Vladimir Putin in any way, but I'm telling you, when we literally build bioweapons labs right across the border from him, we literally get in bed with the Chinese and create this coronavirus bioweapon and then create the counter bioweapon, the coronavirus vaccine. And then we wonder why Russia's getting kind of crazy. Now, Hunter Biden, literally a drug addict, literally compromising national security, and nobody even cares or lifts a finger to stop it. In fact, the mainstream press covers up and doubles down in defense of. Now we hear that, don't worry, Elon Musk is going to get a social media system together. It's going to be real transparent. It's going to tell the truth. Propaganda will be kept to a minimum. I wonder if Elon would shut me down. Would he shut down Liberty News Radio? Would he shut down Loving Liberty Radio Networks? Would he shut down Liberty Roundtable Live? Would he shut down Bridie on TV and radio? Or would we be welcome on his platform? Okay, see, that's what you really got to ask yourself. And I'm not trying to attack Elon Musk, but I just don't have a lot of confidence in him, do you? All right, while this is all going on, ladies and gentlemen, the government is moving more and more and more towards tyranny. You say, Sam, what are you talking about? Well, listen up and I'll tell you. Arizona, the great state of Arizona, first to offer driver's licenses on iPhones. That's right, Arizona, the first state to offer driver's licenses on iPhones, and other states want to be next. That's right, what do you think of that? You want your driver's license on your iPhone? All that'll hold on, let me see your driver's license, young man. The cop takes your phone, walks back to his cop car. Well, what does he do? It used to be to where he used to look stuff up on his system. Now it might be that he just plugs your phone into a portal and downloads the whole contents. And then claims, what, you gave permission? Right? I mean, what is going on around here? That's where we're going. That's where they're headed with this stuff, folks. I kid you not. That's their agenda. So you got the first state, Arizona, offering driver's licenses on iPhones. Other states want to be next. Now listen up. Residents of some states can now request, of course, a digital copy of their coronavirus vaccination card that can now be added to their Apple wallet on their iPhone, which displays a QR code that is unique to that person. So what do you think of that now? Now they're going to have your driver's license on your phone and your coronavirus record on your phone. And if you don't have a vaccine, well, then what? Well, they'll for sure at the least have a well, you tested negative, updated test in your Apple wallet, right? So let me see your license and let me see your either negative corona test or your vaccination status. And the cop will be able to literally take your phone and go back to his cop car. Will he be able to just plug it in and suck all the data off of it while he's at it? I don't know, but this is what we've got going on, right? This is what we're seeing happening. And states couldn't be more delighted to jump aboard. What do you think of all that, folks? You comfortable with that? They also say in the wake of Russia's continuing war in the Ukraine, the U.S. State Department plans to give $100 million dollars to the Ukrainian Ministry of Internal Affairs. You comfortable with that? They say the additional funding will provide civilian security assistance. Uh-huh. Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable Live.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
The spirit of the American West is live and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues affecting the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like the 2021 Real Buckaroo Calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Decades after Jimmy Carter, Joe Biden picked up where he left off. With America surrendering to terrorists, Biden's foolish spending is causing inflation, which means more pain at the pump, higher prices on groceries, devaluing your retirement savings when you need it most. Once was a mistake. Twice is a disaster. America needs strong leaders, not weak ones. Save America JFC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how to handle this very well. Biden signs pending bill. He's going to give the Ukraine just millions and billions of dollars. Biden pledges another $500 million in aid to the Ukraine. Biden signs budget bill with Ukraine aid. $13.6 billion in additional military and humanitarian aid to the Ukraine. Of course, no COVID-19 aid. Not that I'm really for COVID-19 aid in the first place, right? But you look at that and you go, what? Yeah. Biden on Tuesday, I don't know if you know this, signed a bill providing $13.6 billion in additional military and humanitarian aid to the Ukraine as part of a $1.5 trillion spending bill. I don't even know how to relate to this. $1.5 trillion spending bill. How do you respond to this? How do we do this with the Republicans? They voted for it, folks. So Biden on Tuesday signed a bill providing $13.6 billion in additional military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine as part of a $1.5 trillion government spending measure. I don't know how to respond to this. The numbers are so staggering. And when we are literally $30 trillion in debt, not counting unfunded liabilities, if we talk about that, we're more like $150 trillion in debt. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't even fathom what a trillion is. Neither can I, by the way. I'm not attacking you as individuals. I'm just saying, we don't even know what $1 trillion is. You know, they have all these examples where they show you, oh, well, it's dollar bills stacked this high as, you know, in a warehouse as far as the eye can see or whatever. But they don't have any way to really document at all what $1 trillion is. The average American doesn't even know. You can't even count to $1 trillion in your lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. Much less spend it. But now Arizona is going to offer driver's licenses. These residents of some states are going to put your COVID vaccine on the iPhone or whatever willingly. Now you got your driver's license and your whatever. Now you got Apple Pay. You're going to put all your money on it. Pretty soon, what if a cop gets a hold of your phone? Privacy gone, ladies and gentlemen. And now we're literally having the U.S. State Department gives $100 million. Where does the U.S. State Department get authority over the budget? Now Biden signs this bill giving literally $13.6 billion. What are we going to do, folks? We are going to literally destroy our economy over all this. But meanwhile, Americans are trying to get to the truth, folks. They're trying to get to the bottom of things. There's an 82-year-old lady that was trying to do that. She's in Irvington Township, New Jersey, ladies and gentlemen. And this township, this Irvington Township, New Jersey, accuses Eloise McDaniel. She's 82 years old, of harassment and defamation. Why? Because she filed 75 requests for information about Mayor Tony Voss and his administration over a three-year period of time. And that's reports NJ.com. Okay. They say in the lawsuit against her, the town says McDaniels, this 82-year-old lady, has filed her requests with the sole purpose of an intent to harass, abuse, and harm plaintiffs and employees of the township, including its mayor. I kid you not. It adds that trying to fulfill these voluminous requests has been unduly burdensome, time-consuming, and expensive. McDaniels responds and calls the lawsuit ridiculous and says that as a taxpayer and as a homeowner, she is entitled to know how her tax dollars are being spent. She says, I want to know how my hard-earned tax dollars are being spent. And the state's Open Public Records Act does not put a limit on requests. And a New Jersey attorney who specializes in this finds it especially ludicrous that the town views 75 requests over 3 years as burdensome, as voluminous, as equivalent to intentional harassment. This attorney says that's bogus. So now what do you got? You literally got a town suing this lady because she asked for too much information. She says, as a taxpayer and a homeowner, I should know how my tax dollars are being spent. I have every right to know that. The state's Open Public Records Act doesn't minimize what I can file and learn about. So 75 requests over 3 years, ladies and gentlemen. What's that? Average 25 requests a year? What's that? Basically, two requests a month. So literally every 2 weeks, she files another request. And I would submit to the township, maybe if they were to act on her requests, be a little more transparent, maybe she wouldn't be filing so many requests. Maybe she wouldn't be in such a voluminous filing mood, if you will. But when you try to get accountability from your government and they stonewall to the point that they're doing, maybe then the lady's like, I better research more. Right? Maybe I better research more. Maybe I better dig in harder. Anyway, I find that very interesting. Poor 82-year-old lady. This is what I mean, though, when I tell people, if you think you're a sovereign citizen, you can just file all the requests you want and do all that you want to. You better think again, because what they will do is just call you a paper terrorist and attack you. Now, this poor 82-year-old lady says, look, I don't need this. I don't need this at all. She's like, I want to just live out my life in peace. But now she's on the government's radar. Whether she can ever shake the government, time will tell, right? Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Poor McDaniel. Poor lady. All right, next story before the end of the hour. A record 10% of the world's power was generated by wind and solar. That's of 2021. USA Today with this piece. A new report says that wind and solar power are the fastest growing source of energy, accounting for a total 10% of the world's energy output in 2021. Now, they say clean energy now accounts for, what do they say, 38%? Wow. I find this interesting. I would like to see them back up their claims. Additionally, they say clean energy sources accounted for 38% of the world's total power supply. Last year, they say, surpassing coal by 2%. Now, the report published on Wednesday by the, quote, independent climate think tank, Ember, also noted that solar increased 23% and wind by 14%. You buying it, folks? I don't know that I'm buying their numbers. And it all depends, ladies and gentlemen, on who's defining clean energy, right? If I make a solar panel, they say it's clean energy. But I say that's a lie. It isn't clean energy. How much environmental catastrophe does it take, ladies and gentlemen? How much does it take in environmental problems? So I don't know what word to use here. To create a solar panel. When you create a wind turbine, what technology does it take and what kind of environmental impact is the creation thereof the side of the equation that's being ignored? When they get it out in the field, they say it's super clean energy. That may be true. But what does it take to build these contraptions in the first place? And when you put a windmill up, you're killing birds left and right. Where's the environmentalists? Where's the Me Too environmentalists now? See, you're not being told the truth, folks. It might be that a record 10% of the world's power was generated by wind and solar in 2021. And it might be true that according to their definition, hey, this clean energy deal. I don't deny that a lot of that may be factual, but it all depends on, again, how you design the facts and how you ask the questions. Is it clean energy to kill birds with your wind turbine? Is it clean energy when you have this solar panel or whatever? It's not very clean to produce it or to create it, right? So in my opinion, it's dishonest, folks, for what they're saying and doing. But again, they're the ones that hold all the cards. They're the ones that, well, it's USA Today, don't you know? If I speak out against it, they say that I'm involved in propaganda. I tell you that I'm right. Later, if they admit that I'm right, then what? Who was the peddler of, who was the purveyor of propaganda, right? That's the problem. So anyway, I submit to you that we get so much propaganda from our government that it is shocking. Right? It is shocking how much we get from your government and from your mainstream media. So Elon Musk, I would like to ask you, my friend, if you're going to keep propaganda to a minimum on your platform, are you going to bar government and bar the mainstream press from your platform? Because that's the only way you can keep propaganda to a minimum, sir. Wow. All right, just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Hard-hitting talk always. Hopefully it was full of news the networks refused to use. Hopefully it was educational. That's what we aim to do on this broadcast, is tell the tale of liberty. We are truth tellers. And boy, do we take a beating for it, huh? All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Have a great, great rest of your day. I am Sam Bushman, LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, BrighteyOnRadio.com. Spread the word, share the love. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.